Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing Grace School of Ministry. Good evening, and certainly welcome to class. This is June 6, 2019, and guess what? This is our last class. This is the last chapter on our class, the effects, addressing the effects of trauma. This is our last class. So it will be a short class. Basically, it would be a review to look at what we have been discussing and dealing with. And certainly, it will be informative and give you an opportunity to contact me if you have any questions. Again, those of you that have been taking this course and want certificates of completion, then please turn in all exams, all tests, and I will grade them, and certainly passing is 70 and above, and we will go from there. So this has been a class to address the effects of trauma. We started this class out to address trauma because of so many traumatic events that are going on in our land. And certainly if you continue to watch the news, you will see that there are still so many events that are occurring in our society that are causing us injury. And certainly whether it's a shooting or now it's somebody that decides that they're having a problem on their job and they retaliate by getting a gun and shooting up everybody. We are having natural disasters. We're having the tea storms and the thunderstorms and the rain that is rising so high that are putting people out of their homes. And if you live in Chicago, certainly there are the events of the trains derailing and different type of accidents that are occurring on the expressway, on the streets. People are being victimized in their homes. So it gives the illusion, it gives the belief that certainly we are not safe in any place that we go. But one of the things that I want to stress above anything else, that God is still in control. And when it comes to healing, when it comes to deliverance, when it comes to the Word of God is there to transform us, to heal us, to deliver us, and to set us free. That's what the Word of God says. Now, this is the last class, so I'm going to try to make it inspirational, plus give you some treatment options, and I'm going to review a little bit of the text. So when we look at Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive." And trauma has a way to bring us into captivity. It brings us into a land in our minds where we can no longer function because we have been injured in such a way that our normal and our brain no longer understands that event has passed. So we become captive in our minds and in our everyday living. So, and the opening of the prison, an opening of the prison to them that are bound, and certainly trauma will do that. Trauma will keep you from going out your house. It will keep you from doing day-to-day functions. It will keep you from, if you were the life of the party, after a traumatic event, you feel like I can no longer be the life of the party. I'm just giving some examples. So we've talked about the effects of trauma. We've talked about various eras, and now we're looking at some scripture here. Second verse of this is to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. And certainly once you have experienced trauma, you are mourning, you are sorrowful, you are hurt. And any time you're hurt, you're grieving. And trauma can be the loss of a loved one. Trauma can be an accident that occurred. Trauma certainly first was brought about, as we talked in the beginning of this class, is the soldiers that were coming back from World War II. that were coming back who had experienced such a traumatic or such events that have changed their lives forever. And certainly they're celebrating Normandy on today, 75 years of what happened on this day, June 6th. And the president is over in England celebrating the soldiers that are still living, that survived that traumatic war. And one soldier that the news interviewed on TV today was still living with the events that happened 75 years ago. His response is, "I couldn't go over there to France, to the island in which it took place, because I just can't deal with it." So when you begin to see examples of that nature, you begin to understand that this individual has had such a traumatic event in his life that he's still trying to deal with it, and the event has gone on. It's been over for 75 years. So that's trauma. That's trauma. That's what trauma does to an individual that has been exposed to such an injury, such a stimuli that has caused that person emotional pain that affects them physically, mentally, and spiritually. I said physically, mentally, and spiritually. But the word of God, God is true. God is almighty. God is sovereign. God is omnipotent. God is omnipresent. God is everywhere at the same time. God is there when you need him. God will show up in your lowest hour, in the midnight hour when you call upon him and you say, "Jesus," God is right there. He says in verse 3 of Isaiah 61, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion," those that have been experienced with a trauma, those that are hurting, those that have such a stimuli that has occurred, whether it's a national disaster, whether you've lost your home, maybe you're a victim of sexual abuse, whether you have been abused yourself, or whether you've been in a war and you're back now, when a car backfires, you hit the ground because you think you're still on the battlefield. But God is able. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly. God is able to give you beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for the morning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. We don't understand why we experience an event in our lives that causes us to be crippled. But God is able to take that pain that you're going through and turn it into joy. He's able to wipe away your tears. He's able to move you forward, because the word of God is quick, it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, going to our very joints, our very bloodstream, our bones, everything, our mind, our body, our bloodline. It's able to heal because it's active. And because it's active, it's working on us, it's moving in us, it's changing us, it's taking the experiences that we've gone through and turning them experiences into something that will glorify him. Hallelujah. That's what it does. It glorifies him. So when we see and when we experience trauma, and Psalms 94 and 19 says, "When the cares of my heart are many, your consolation cheers my soul. So when you look at, and this is the English Standard Version, God is there. God is there to take what we have experienced when we go through the cares of this life, when we go through problems, when we have come about and when we have experienced a trauma. Now, I define trauma actually the first class or the first part, but I'm going to define it again. Trauma is the physiological, psychological, sociological, and spiritual harm caused by an external stimuli. That's the death of a loved one. That's going into the army and having to fight a war. That's natural disasters. That's the abuse one experiences as a child, whether it's neglect, whether it's physical, whether it's sexual, rape, incest. Terrorism, terrorist actions, all of that, war, all of those things, violence, all of those are external stimuli that causes a response and it causes a reaction from us. Now, when we look at the way, we talked about the way God made us and how we are formed in his image. We talked about the brain structure and how the trauma works on our brains and how we talked extensively about that little almond-shaped element in our brain. We got one on one side and one on the other side, and that's the amygdala. And that amygdala is that is that element in our brain that makes us react to emotional events that occurs around us, or that stimuli, that external stimuli that happens. You let somebody in a hood, you're walking down a dark street and somebody in a hood looking sinisterly walk down the street, and that amygdala reacts. It gets your body to fight, to flee, to do whatever it needs to do to get out of danger. It's like the Robinsons, Lost in Space, the robot that says, "Danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger, danger." That's what the amygdala does. It fires off. It fires off and says, "Look, something is not right." And then there's the limbic system that has all of our, that controls all of our emotional expressions. So it's the emotional component of our behavior and memory and our motivations. Now, we also talked about the hippocampus and how that hippocampus transfers short-term memories to long-term. And if something happens to that hippocampus and those short-term memories don't get to the long-term memories or develop into long-term memories, don't get to the cortex, then the amygdala just think the problem is still existing when it happened over a month or years ago. But that amygdala still keeps firing off because the hippocampus is not able to move that information forward. And that's why when you look at trauma, trauma changes our very ability to function normal. We talked about the invasive memories. We talked about the different types of trauma or diagnosis. The most famous one that we all know when you hear so many times is post-traumatic stress disorder. But there's also acute stress disorder, and there's also complex stress disorder. But that's not in the DSM manual. But there's so many therapists that talks about that, and that's the event, complex trauma. So let me name it again as complex trauma. And that complex trauma is that person that has been exposed over a length of time to those traumatic events. So that's what our class has been all about. We've talked about the amygdala in terms of control, autonomic responses, fear, emotional responses, hormone secretions. And the amygdala is the alarm system. We talked about the hippocampus. We talked about the cortex. So we talked about all those things. But when we look at the Bible, we look at God's ability to move us forward. First of all, when we look at the Psalms, it says that our steps are ordered by the Lord. And certainly if our steps are ordered by the Lord, and certainly if we know the Lord, and if we don't know the Lord as our Savior, I ask, or I encourage you to repent of your sins and allow the Lord to come into your life. If you're dealing with trauma, if you listen to this class and you say, well, Dr. Carey, I don't know the Lord, I'm hurting, I don't know what to do, I'm first encouraging you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and repent of your sins. And certainly once you repent of your sins, ask the Lord to help you and to heal you. And God is faithful and just to do that. Because 2 Corinthians 10:3 reads, "For though we walk, we live in the flesh, we are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh. And using mere weapons. But our weapons are not carnal, to the pulling down of strongholds." And certainly God is there to protect us. God is there to help us move from being a victim to a victor. And we don't have to stay in the same place. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy, according to John 10:10. "The thief cometh not but for to kill, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come," and Jesus is talking here, "that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." Jesus is our example of what it means to suffer. And yet, he came, he died, and he was hung on the cross for our sins. He became the lamb that would die. And certainly when he took upon our sins, and when we look at our nature, when we look at the body, when we look at man, we're frail, and because of sin came into the world, and because sin came into the world by Adam and Eve, there needed to be a ransom. Jesus became our ransom, our propitiation for sin. Certainly he paid the price for us, and because he paid the price for us, we have an advocate in in Jesus, and Jesus is advocating for our well-being. And because he's advocating for our well-being, we don't have to say that we can be a victim. We don't have to wallow. We can take strength in knowing that God will help us through these traumatic events that we have experienced, and he will take us higher and higher in him. And he will give us life that more abundantly. So once you have become children of the King, once you have taken on Christ, once you have decided that you are going to come on the Lord's side, then you don't need to fear the world nor its inhabitants, because greater is he that lives in us than he that's in the world. And 1 John 4:4 says, but ye belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people, because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. Restoration of our souls leads to the abundant life in Christ. For areas in our lives when we take time to cultivate a passionate relationship with God, freedom from trauma, victimization, and manipulation is possible. It's possible to overcome the strongholds of fear and of death that comes through trauma and comes through being exposed to the areas that cause the area or exposed to trauma. That's what we're dealing with, trauma. We are more than overcomers. Through Christ. So we can understand and we can see and we can know that we have gone through a lot during this time together. We've talked quite a bit. And if you say, Dr. Carey, I want to take the test, I want to take the quiz, I want to get CEUs for this course, certainly give me a call at 309-750-7584, and I will be glad to give you the information so that you can obtain CEUs from this course. And also, you might say, well, Dr. Carey, I want to seed into your ministry. You can also call me at that same number. Certainly, you can send a seed offering to Cash Apps or to Zelle. And certainly, I will be happy and to receive your blessing, because certainly it will go back into the ministry to help me to give this message of hope to a dying world, especially when you are experiencing trauma. You want to know that somebody is out there to listen. And, you know, until we get to the point where we understand and we can help ourselves, the Bible says we are our brothers and our sisters' keepers. And we are to help one another. We are to uplift one another. We are to help those that are weak to get strong, because certainly we are trying to make it to heaven together. And there's certainly, even after this life, you know, we made in the image of God. We made body, soul, and spirit. So in essence, when we leave this earth, the body dies, but that soul and that spirit don't die. And the Bible says, once we leave, if we have a relationship with Christ, then we will reign with him after this body dies. So to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. And that's our ultimate goal, is to be present with the Lord. You know, I had a Saturday morning blog, and that happens every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. And on that blog, we talk about how to increase our relationship with Christ Jesus, how to grow in grace and in the knowledge, because that's what we have to do. We are just travelers on the way someplace. And the question is, where are you going? And there is life after death. And the question is, will we choose life or will we choose death? We don't hear many people talking about heaven and hell. You know, some individuals say I believe in purgatory, but there is no purgatory. After you leave here, you're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. It depends on how you live this life that you're living now. So even in the midst of our troubles, in the midst of our trials, even in the midst of the problems that we're experiencing, Satan is trying to cut his people, to cut people off. He's trying to take lives. He's trying to make people fearful. He's trying to get you to be depressed and feel like there is no hope. So you feel like, I just need to take my life because there is no hope. But there is hope. There is hope in Christ Jesus. He came. He came that I may have life, and that life more abundantly. So it doesn't matter if I've experienced trauma. It doesn't matter. I just have to work some things out. I just have to work out my own soul salvation. I've got to push until I feel better. And God will lead, and he will guide me, and he will teach me, and he will show me, and he will heal me from those nightmares that I've experienced, those intrusive memories, because my the amygdala doesn't understand that the trauma has gone on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God is there to heal us and to deliver us, and certainly to set the captives free. So with that being said, I want to move on, and I want to read you some questions of the test that those of you that might be interested in CEUs for this course. If you don't worry about it. Just go on, and let me tell you right quick how to listen to this lesson afterwards, because this is the last class. This is literally the last class on the effects, addressing trauma and its effects. This is last class. And we will not have any more classes until the fall, which will be the end of August or early September. So just want to let you know that now. Now, you can hear any of the classes that I have taught, and you can certainly hear them and listen to them and just take notes and say, I don't want any continued education units, because my school is equipped to offer CEUs, which is continued education units for your job. However, you have to fill out an application, and you have to take the test. But if you just say, I just want to hear it, I don't want no CEUs, I just want to listen to the lessons because I'm learning something, and it's blessing me. So you don't have to do anything. Just go to, well, yeah, you do have to do something. You have to go to www.blogtalkradio.com. The host is Wilt Thou Be Made Whole. W-I-L-T, Thou Be Made Whole. W-H-O-L-E, question mark. And then you look up Amazing Grace School of Ministry. And certainly you can click on any date from April to June, which will be the lessons that address the trauma series. Now, if you go back to 2018, you can also listen to the classes on personality traits, disorders, and defense mechanisms. Those were good classes. They will edify your soul as well, and plus you gain knowledge and understanding on just our makeup, how God made us, and how he made us in his image, and just on this body, and how uniquely created that we are. And certainly God is a master craftsman, I tell you. So that's what you do. www.blogtalkradio.com. wiltthou.com. Wilt thou be made whole? Classes is, or the show is, Amazing Grace School of Ministry. So that will get you there. Okay, now, if you just say, well, let me do the test first, and then I will leave you some treatment interventions. I tell you what, if you want, I'm not going to put it online. I'm not going to read the questions word for word because this is a 30-question test. But if you say Dr. Carey, again, email me the test, then I will do that. 309-750-7584. Text me your email. Say, email me the test, and I will do that. Answer the questions correctly. Send it back. And the application, and we will go from there. So, that being said, maybe you say, well, this class has been helpful, but I still need some treatment. And I encourage all of those that are having a problem to seek treatment. If you just don't know, if you just need some guidance, you can always contact me, and certainly we will help you through. Now, there are some places in Chicago the treat trauma. You have the Chicagoland psychologists, and their telephone number is 312-203-2151. You got that's on the north side, and on the south side, or the west side, not the west side, but the west kind of south, you got the University of Illinois Hospital and Clinic, and that's 1740 West Taylor, and that's their number is 866-600-2273. You can contact them. You got the Centers for Personal Development, and their telephone number is 312-755-7000. You got My Chicago Therapist, and that's www.mychicagotherapist.com. And certainly you can look them up online with that information. And those are some resources that you can follow up with. So, again, this has been a class to address trauma and the effects. We have defined trauma. We have looked at the physical, the psychological, the emotional, and the spiritual wounds of trauma. We've addressed trauma in a spiritual setting. So we've given you the secular versus the spiritual and scriptures to kind of help you and to be encouraged in your everyday functioning to address trauma. So we have looked at the DSM. We have given you the various disorders that address trauma. We have given you the types. We have given you interventions. And we've also, on last week, we have looked at trauma as it relates to children. And the fact that regular therapy don't work with children, because first of all, they are not adults and they don't process their emotions like we do. So play therapy, arts therapy, sand therapy are different types of resources with dealing with children and traumatic events. And the loss of a significant or a loss of a father or a loved one certainly will be traumatic on the child. And I want to just make that known. So our theme of our scripture, and then we are going to close this class out. Our theme of our overall classes or our overall program, Amazing Grace School of Ministry, our theme is Hebrews 4, 12 and 13, which reads, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him whom we have to do." So that is saying that the word of God is powerful, it's active. Is active enough to take your issues, the pain that you're experiencing, the hurt, the trauma, and heal you from it and move you to the next plateau, because God ultimately wants the glory. And we can't do anything of our own accord. It takes Christ. Thank God somebody is on the line. Hallelujah. This is trauma class. I think that individual probably has. This is trauma class. So certainly we are dealing with the effects of trauma. But we're talking about the word of God. We're talking about it's quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And so once we're dealing with trauma, once we've been exposed to trauma, once that amygdala fires off and it makes the stress hormones in our body react, and we have whatever that stimuli is that have caused that event. And certainly we have talked about that earlier, the abuse or the rape or the war or the natural disasters or the violence. The word of God is there to heal us. The word of God is there to deliver us. The word of God is there to make us stronger. The word of God is there to move us forward so that we can be stronger and we can heal from that traumatic event in our lives. And certainly God is able to do that for us. When we look at trauma, when we look at the various things that happen because of trauma, then God is there to kind of help us, but there to help us and move us forward, that he may be blessed and that he may get the glory from the experience, the event that has occurred. So with that being said, we're wrapping it up again. This is our last class. If you want to listen to any of our previous classes, certainly you can go to Blog Talk Radio and tune into Amazing Grace School of Ministry and listen to any of our segments, any of our blogs, and you can receive the information there. If there are any questions, you can give me a call at 309-750-7584. And at this time, certainly I'm going to open up the lines for anybody that may have any questions or want to address any issues or need any clarity of any materials that I have talked about during this 6-week course. Hello, how you doing? Hello? Hello? Well, praise the Lord. Thank you for being on the line with us. Hopefully you have enjoyed this trauma course. If you have any questions in the future, you can contact Dr. Carey at 309-750-7584. Hello? Okay, I will encourage you to go back and listen to any of the blogs, and certainly if you have any questions in terms of any of the class materials, I want to thank each and every one that have been attending this class and this course. Hopefully, and I pray that God has blessed you to receive something that has been said or talked about, that you've learned how to function a little bit better, and certainly have provided you with some interventions for those that have been experiencing or have experienced a traumatic event. Because when we experience trauma, and certainly I encourage people that, you know, as Christians, that, you know, we need to sometimes we need to turn the TV off and watch what we look at. Because so much in the news nowadays is something that has occurred, some event, some disaster, some killing, some happenings that have occurred in our society. And certainly if we keep putting that in our system 24/7, then what we will experience is a secondary post-traumatic stress disorder. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us power. And because he's given us power, we have to understand that trauma affects how we think. And because it affects how we think, then we have to relearn how to understand that we still have victory and that the trauma has passed and we can live on after trauma. So that being said, I want to say that this is Dr. Maria Carey, President and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries, and this is a subdivision of that. This is Amazing Grace School of Ministry. We have been teaching a class on the effects of trauma. If you have any questions in the future and say, Dr. Carey, I don't quite understand understand what you talked about on this date, and certainly I want you to be able to understand fully the effects of trauma, to be patient with those individuals that are going through traumatic events, and to walk with them and to pray for them and to help them understand what they're going through, because we are our brother and our sister's keepers, and we have to pray for those that can't pray for themselves. And hopefully this course has shown you that there is help out there, and that sometimes we need to obtain professional help. And in gathering the professional help, we take prayer along with that professional help. And certainly God will work it out, and we'll be like John and John 10 and 10. Christ came that we may have life more abundantly, and certainly he will give us that. And the first part of that scripture talks about the devil. He's there to kill, steal, and destroy. But I want you to know that you're not destroyed. Christ came for you that you may have life, and you certainly have life more abundantly. Give me a call, send me an email, or even leave a comment on the blog, and I certainly will get back with you. Again, I see you in the fall with more exciting classes, with more exciting events, with more exciting things to help you overcome, because we are overcomers. We are conquerors, because the word tells us that we are more than conquerors through Christ that strengthens us. Certainly. Good night. God bless. And I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.